Now, a quick update on efforts in Massachusetts to regulate the influence of pharmaceutical companies, which spend nearly $30 billion a year to market their drugs. And they spend most of that on wooing doctors with free drug samples, fancy dinners, and trips.
Massachusetts has one of the strictest laws in the country regulating this practice. A 2008 law banned most gifts and requires drug companies to disclose any consulting and speaking fees paid to doctors, as well as any gift over $50.
But earlier this week, the Massachusetts House voted to repeal the law. And the question is why. James Maselli is a Democratic state rep from Wilmington. He voted in favor of the original law, but this week he voted to repeal it. And Representative Maselli, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Good to have you. So tell us why you had a change of heart and voted for repeal this week.
I think if you observe what happened in the chamber, it was overwhelming. It was a complete change of heart on this issue.
And why is that?
I think we acted in haste. And we had tremendous lobbying up here at the State House by the Restaurant Association and some of the other folks who were affected by this. They say they were affected in a very aggressive manner. The business was off tremendously since we put the prohibition on pharmaceutical companies wining and dining doctors and spending money in that arena. In fact, the law was a little different than what you said earlier on the program. The law says that a doctor today, under the current law, can't accept anything. The only thing he can accept, the only exclusion, is luncheon at the institution, the hospital. Luncheon at the hospital. Other than that, he can't accept any monetary gift. So this takes the handcuffs off. We think this is going to be good for the economy. And the folks who were affected by this have, as I said, really did a good job, and they were aggressive about conveying their message that this was hurting them dramatically.
Well, there are a couple of things, Representative, that you say that I want to just ask you about. First of all, tell me why you supported the original law in 2008, because if you voted for it then, clearly it contained something that you thought was important, right?
Let me tell you, there's no problem there at all. I felt that it wasn't right. It wasn't right that pharmaceutical companies would spend an inordinate amount of money wining and dining physicians in order to push their drugs. And I felt maybe the public wasn't getting the right slant on this situation, and were maybe, in fact, being given drugs that maybe weren't the best for them. Maybe there were other drugs that could be used where other pharmaceutical companies didn't spend that kind of money on an aggressive as I said, full court press, trying to get the doctors to see their point of view.
But opponents of repeal say by repealing this law, that's exactly what's going to happen now. You're returning to that situation where pharmaceuticals can, companies can spend a boatload of money influencing doctors and so forth. And it also removes disclosure requirements.
Fair question. And I think it's a very fair question. Let me say this. The situation regarding the economy and the impact on our restaurants locally kind of outweighed our the thinking, the old thinking, I should say, on this issue. You can ask any question you want on this thing, but as I said, it was overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
We then returned to an attempt to go back to the old system of allowing the pharmaceutical companies to come in here and wine and dine the physicians.
Hmm.
We just felt, you know, being honest with you, we just felt that, gee, you know, we acted in haste.
And, you mean you acted in haste the first time around when you absolutely voted in favor of this law?
Yes, and let me tell you, that vote wasn't without merit, obviously. At that time, we thought that was the right thing to do, but as far as the situation currently, we just feel that with the economy the way it is, that let's try this, let's see what happens, let's hope it isn't abused.
Well, let me just push back one more time before I let you go. I mean, it sounds like, with respect, what you're saying is that it's more important to help the hospitality industry than it is to insist on the kind of laws to that would avoid this kind of abuse by the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, it sounds like it has to be one or the other, and you folks came down in favor of the hospitality industry.
Well, I guess there's an understanding right now that if this is abused once more, we're looking for moderation. And I think there's an understanding that that's what we're looking for. If we feel there's an abuse of the system down the road, we're probably going to revisit this issue again.
All right.
And I think everyone learned their lesson, and I think, as I said, this time it was the economy that won out.
All right. Well, James Maselli, you're good to come on Radio Boston. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's James Maselli. He's a state representative from Wilmington. We should mention the Senate considers the case for repeal next, and we'll follow that for that vote for you. We have to take a break. When we come back, Amanda Palmer tells us what it was like to make a whole album in one night with three of her superstar friends and what it can tell us about the future of the music business. Stay with us.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.